from my perspective and from my experience and from the things that I know, space is one of those areas where it's never had a bad return on its investment. So over the course of the decades as this country has invested in the space programs, it's created significant jobs, it's created significant technologies, and it's been a pretty impressive return on the investment.
Is there an appetite for investing in space here in Florida?
I think there is, and I think they want to invest here in Florida, and I think they also see the attraction of bringing in technology to the state. There's a lot of states that are working hard to have their own spaceports and working hard to have their own technology infusions. And Florida is one of those. And what we'd like to see, of course, is Florida to be the leader and driving in and bringing in some of those companies that will make those kinds of investments and opportunities for people and give us a higher technology base of workers and skills than if we don't invest in space.
Could Florida lawmakers be doing more to try and attract those companies?
I think you can always do more to try to attract the companies. There's the balance of how much can you offer that makes sense for the state. You don't want to go negative on your margins, but the answer is yes. I'm not smart enough really to know exactly all the kinds of things that a lawmaker can do to help incentivize, whether it be sales tax or incentive programs or low property taxes for periods of time. There's a lot of different deals that the states come up with.
Well, Andy Allen is chair of Florida Space Day. Is it your sense that the space industry is kind of becoming more spread out across the state, or is the Space Coast, Brevard County, still going to be the focus as private industry takes on more of the jobs that NASA used to do?
Well, I'd like to see is it pretty much be an equal opportunity across the state. Certainly, the complex that you're going to launch a rocket from is here in Brevard County, here at the Kennedy Space Center. So the facilities are here. The skill sets of what it takes to get the rocket off the launch pad are here. But the companies that produce and the companies that supply, no reason why they can't be pretty well spread across the state.
When NASA retired the shuttle program in 2011, what did you think was going to happen to Florida's space industry? And when you look at it now, what's actually happened in the last 4 years?
I think it was devastating to Florida, at least certainly for this local part of Florida. Whenever you lay off and let go 8,000 or 10,000 people, whatever the number was, here from the Kennedy Space Center, that actually impacts probably twice or maybe three times as that many people that are what I'd call outside the gate. So the impact to maybe 30,000 or 40,000 people was not insignificant in their personal lives, and they had to make the adjustments that they had to make. So I think in that sense it was devastating. I do think things have turned around. I do think things are coming up. One of the things that our government did not provide for was the replacement vehicles before we retired the previous vehicles. In the military system, if you bring out a new airplane, you usually have the new airplane up and running before you retire all the old airplanes. We didn't do that in the space program, and it was really driven by budgets. So we have a longer dependency on flying our astronauts up and down from the space station on the Russians than probably we'd like to have.
I've been speaking to Andy Allen. He's the chair of Florida Space Day, former shuttle astronaut. Andy, thanks very much for speaking to me.
Thank you, Matthew.